Welcome back. This is Records Management. You're listening on 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Adrian.
I'm Natalie.
Oh, you had one job.
Marbles in my mouth.
And we also have a few special guests with us today. We have Leah and Steven.
Hi.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you so much for coming on our show. You guys are here from Bottom Shelf Bourbon and from
The
Spillionaires, respectively. And you guys are here to talk a bit about some new music released and an upcoming show, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we've got a big concert happening next month that we're really excited about. Big collaborative event. And then we both have new albums coming out in the new future, so we thought we'd come and visit a radio station and talk to people.
And we're glad you did. And you guys have worked together on an album, right?
My band is just in the process of doing our new album. We just finished all the tracking, and one of the songs on it is a song that Leah and I collaborated together on. Mm-hmm. And so her and her viola player came into the studio to record with us, and... Yeah, it's a devastating song. It sounds so beautiful. It's like, I was really lucky. I had a lot of artists come in to help and to hear their contributions after the fact, and to hear how they've elevated these ideas that were in my head was really powerful.
That's exciting. Yeah. And we're going to listen to a couple songs from this album, right?
Not from that album. That's okay. Not done yet. And so we can't have the rough mixes getting out there yet.
I tried.
Tried to give you a sneak peek. Not today.
No leaks yet.
All right.
As soon as it's done, we'll come right back, though.
Cool. Well, let's take a listen to one of these songs. This is the Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio with The River's Edge.
Driving through the night, cause we had no place to go. Smoking cigarettes and drinking on the road. Watching the stars fall like rain, and I never saw you again. We walked hand in hand and watched the sunrise, and I never saw you again. And I know what fools we were. Smoking dope with the windows rolled up at the foot of empty fields. Watching the stars fall like rain, and I never saw you again. We walked hand in hand and watched the sunrise, and I never saw you again.
the cowshed, I'll be waiting for you at the kitchen door. Well, the porch swing sways empty, the chains creak in the breeze, where my lover would sit in the autumn sun with a book upon her knees. Floors are silent without her footfall, where her skirt swept low and long as she passed from room to room and filled them with a breath of her song. Katie, Katie, only girl that I adore. Now this house is a museum, it was Katie was my home. Now her smile is gone and she don't sing no more. Like a nomad through these rooms, a thousand tides. I've sat like Buddha, but with memories and an old dog at my side. I've stood staring out the window as darkness pierced me like a dart, recalling all the golden sun she used to shine across my heart. Katie, Katie, only girl that I adore. What kind of mercy is this that now I'm growing old without you? Gone before. Then one night I stood at the window, then out onto the porch I ran and I swear I saw my Katie, a specter in the field. I ran on reaching out to touch her, but like desert water I couldn't get near. I called out her sweet name, she didn't turn, she didn't hear. The moon hung low, a giant ember in the black September night. I stood alone and still and watched her float past like a lullaby in white. Over time and tide and death, there's Katie splitting an old man's sorrow at the seam. Over time and tide and death, there's Katie. She's still the sweetness of this old man's dreams. Katie, Katie, only girl that I adore. How my hands ache to touch that vision, that lone apparition, just out of reach across the distant shore. Years on the harvest moon, I wait, 'cause I'm still in love with Katie. Someday I'll meet her smiling at the gate. Till then the porch swing will sway empty, the chains will creak in the breeze, where my lover would sit in the autumn sun with a book upon her knees. Katie, Katie, only girl.
You just heard Katie by Misty Rose. A second more of it.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard The River's Edge by Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio, part of which is here today.
Yes.
Say hello.
Hi there.
Is there anything you want to tell us about those songs?
Yeah, I love talking about Christy's songs. So Christy Rose is, she's one of my favorite humans on the planet. And she actually inspires me as an artist. And I've stolen some of her lyrics, to be honest. But I really love that song. It's got a beautiful story. So there was a song written back in, I think it was World War I, maybe World War II. That was an old pipe song, and it was about this couple that was being separated by the war, and this guy sees this woman in a lineup, and he knows her name is Katie, and they get separated, and then he comes back, and he's like sort of wooing her by coming to the end of the gate and saying, you know, and he writes this song for her, and he has a stutter, and so the chorus is Katie, the only girl that I adore. And so then he goes away to the war at the end of the song, this song from a century ago. Well, she took it upon herself to write a sequel. And so the song is 80 years later, and they're now very old, and they've just spent their whole lives together. And it's this end-of-life love story about the life that they've had together.
Oh,
that's excellent. Oh my God.
Right?
Oh, melts it a little bit. That warms the spirits.
Yeah. And so I just love the concept that she, her ability to write to task like that and to take this beautiful concept and to write lyrics that are just so moving and touching at the same time. She's just a hell of an artist and a wonderful friend. And yeah, I'm really proud to work with her. I actually play with her as her live backing band.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm speechless.
We're all swooning in here.
Someone's putting onions near me.
I'm not crying.
You are.
We have another song that we're going to play from Leah's band. Do you want to tell us a bit about this song?
Yeah, The Spillionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not technically my band. It's a band that I play in. Yes. So The Spillionaires, we're a six-piece bluegrassy kind of swamp grass band here in Vancouver. And it's just super fun. And we've recorded our first EP of originals.
Exciting.
And we'll be releasing. Thank you. We'll be releasing that in May, on May 24th. So just 2 weeks after the Cover Your Friends show. And we'll be having a big party at Lana Lou's.
Cool.
So you're going to play, I do believe we're going to play Trouble right now.
Trouble.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a listen to Trouble from The Spillionaires.
Have to live it. You don't have to like it, not every day. Don't let your misfortune find a home. Meltron. Uh-huh. Well, when I have trouble, my life goes all to hell. I'm cranky with my friends and my family as well.
That's not good.
I am a pain in the ass. I got a pain in my neck.
Ah, kinky.
I can't eat. I can't sleep. I'm a wreck.
Stinky.
My wife says get a grip. Stop worrying about this shit. Don't let your misfortune find a home. Whoa, no. Don't let your misfortune find a home. Keep at home, lips. Don't let your misfortune find a home.
Welcome back. That was The Spillionaires with which song?
Trouble.
Trouble. No trouble here, just, you know.
Lots of good times.
Just music. We want to thank you guys for coming on here. It's been a blast having you, getting to play some of your new music. Yeah. And
our first ever guest.
Yeah.
Woo. Really? We're the first?
Except for like our friend, but we invited her on. So,
like, our first musical guest.
Our first voluntary guest.
Right. Fair enough.
And I'm super glad that you guys came to tell us about Cover Your Friends, which is going on May 10th at the Wise Hall.
Yes.
Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door.
Right.
Do you guys want to say anything more about it?
No, it's a great show. This is actually one of my greatest achievements as an artist, I think, is this event. I am always really proud of what happens. So what I do is I find 6 to 8 bands in my circle of friends and book them. Okay, so the reason I started doing this is I was at a friend's show, and it was Jesse Waldman. Mm-hmm. And he played one of his new songs, and I thought, man, I want to learn how to play that song, because that's how we all learn how to play music, and that's how we learn how to write, by figuring out all the songs in our record collections. Mm-hmm. And but we never have time to learn from what our friends, our very talented friends, are doing. And so I booked this show, and I draw names from a hat to assign a different band to each other. And then you have to do a cover of one person in the show with you. And so last year, Leah's solo project was part of that.
Yep.
And she covered Old Soul Rebel, a great band from East Vancouver. Then Jesse Waldman, who I just mentioned, he did a cover of us. And it's great to hear, because I intentionally pick bands that sound quite a bit different from each other. So you'll hear like a traditional bluegrass band doing like a rock band. And what does that sound like when they're sort of taking their songs and making them their own? Mm-hmm. And so it's a great, it's a really uniquely collaborative event, as I said in my email to you guys. Because, while we play shows together all the time, we don't work together in a way like this. And so it's really exciting for us as artists. And when you've got the person in the room with you that you're doing the cover, the pressure's on.
Yeah.
Like, you really need to make it special, and you need to give it your all. And people really do that. Like, everybody, every performance that we've had in years past has just exceeded all of my expectations. There's more than a few people I've seen crying when they hear their songs being reinterpreted.
Oh.
Leah just pointed at herself for those of you at home.
That was, you know, for me last year, you know, Carolyn Mark covered me. And when you're assigned the other band, you don't know what song they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And she didn't contact me or anything. She just got up on stage, and I've got 3 EPs, and she went back to my very first EP 9 years ago and did my title track off that, Fly Away, which is a song that I wrote for my nephew when he was 2 years old.
Wow.
So, and I don't play that song very often anymore because it's 9 years old. And she got up there, just soloed this, and I was just bawling in the audience because of all my music. Like, I've got music that gets played on CBC radio, and she chose that song, and it just absolutely melted my heart. And it was just so beautiful to see someone do that.
Yeah,
you know, just made it her own.
The incredible feeling of hearing music that you know and love, but in a totally different style, mm-hmm. from a totally different artist. It's incredible, and I'm glad that you guys are bringing this event together, because without you, I don't think we would have anything like this.
Yeah. No. It's very unique.
That's for sure. Yeah, and it's definitely worth all the work, because, like I said, at the end of the night, like, for those of us, like, being musicians, we go out to shows a lot. Mm-hmm. So I know all of these songs. I've heard all of these artists sing these songs multiple times for the most part. But even if you don't, you're just going to hear some of the best musicians and some of the best songwriters this city has to offer. You know, I'm really lucky to call these people my friends. Like, I'm not being facetious when I use that in the title. Like, almost everybody in these shows I do call friends. And just being able to work with each other and to collaborate with each other and be inspired by each other's work and to push each other. It's really great to showcase that side of our community as well, because that's not something that, if you're outside of the community, you don't necessarily see that when you're just going to shows. But this is something that we get to show everybody, just how tight-knit that we are and how we collaborate and work together. Mm-hmm.
The other really amazing thing that I really respect Stephen for doing in making this show is the inclusivity factor of it, of how many female musicians and how many people from the LGBTQ community there are as well. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, you don't really see very often. A lot of the times, you know, there's just big giant bills of bands and they're all male fronted, you know. So it's, I really appreciate the amount of effort that Stephen personally puts in to make sure that we have representation from as many people as we can.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great point. That's what we founded our radio station on, basically.
Yeah. Can you tell us again where it is and how people can get tickets?
So the show is going to be on May 10th. It's at the Wise Hall in East Vancouver. That's on Adnac and Victoria. Beautiful hall. You can get advance tickets on brownpapertickets.com. Just put in Cover Your Friends 2019, and that'll come up. Or you can go to my band's website, thebottomshelfbourbontrio.com, and there's a webpage for that there. We're only doing online advance tickets, or you can get them at the door night of the event if we don't sell out.
And we can throw a couple links up to your bands and to the event too on our webpage. So
awesome. Thank
cool.
you so much.
Thank
there
you.
Will be a way for people to find tickets.
Excellent.
We'll for those you. Of you just tuning in right now, our show is called Records Management. You might want to know which webpage we're talking about, Adrian.
I was getting there. Way ahead of me. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having us, guys. We really loved being here.
Yeah. And yeah, we'll have you back. Don't worry. Don't worry about
our
that.
Our door is always open.
Awesome. Let's take a listen. This is going to be Devil in the Deep by Abigail LaPelle.
Thank you. dashboard, baby, take a ride and come on. There's nothing left to lose but the moon and the money's all gone. When you get back, get back down.
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness.
Disait, lui disait. marcher librement sur le highway. Et le vent dans sa tête soulevait ses secrets. Elle filait droit devant sur le highway. Et ta voix sur la mienne disait.
Okay, you just heard Bohemian by Marjo, and then before that, we heard 40 Light Years by Lee Harvey Osmond, and at the top of the set, we heard Devil in the Deep by Abigail LaPelle.
Mm-hmm. We are trucking through today. Our special guests have now left us, sadly.
We're two-thirds the way through
already. Two-thirds, yeah. Wow. Time's flying.
Chatting makes the time fly.
I got a couple of different tempo songs coming up, because... today's a pretty happy day, other than, you know, the news of the cathedral burning down. That was pretty sad.
That is really sad.
But I don't think anyone was seriously injured, which is good.
Yeah, that's good. But I mean, still, it's like
And I think they saved the
years of history.
Yeah, and I think they saved the foundation.
Yeah, and a couple of...
I know the spire fell, but I think the two towers are still intact, which
that's
is good.
Right.
Very good.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm happy for that.
Yeah, still a sad day.
It is sad. But
this is one of those pessimist versus optimist moments where it's like, are we going to talk about what didn't burn, or are we going to talk about the fact that it did?
Did they even know like what started the fire yet?
No. I think from what...
The restoration somehow?
Yeah, something to do with the construction. Because there were cracks in the foundations. There was restoration efforts. And then
they're like, oh, let's fix it so it'll last forever.
I just caught snippets. I haven't had a chance yet today to read any news.
Pretty sad. Well, to get us out of this funk,
let's
try some more upbeat music. I got a song here. I got two songs, actually, by Wild Kind. I was listening to them last week. I love them. You'll probably hate them because they sound like Sloan to me.
I was really confused about this because I saw Belle, Sebastian, and I thought Belle and Sebastian, but no, it's just the song called Belle versus Sebastian.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's a tribute to Belle and Sebastian. I have no idea. I guess we're going to find out, though. This is Belle versus Sebastian.
I told you how I feel, and it's not no. What games do I do on their own? Sing it to my love, sing it to my love. It's just a waste of time, a waste of time. Just to fall in line, fall in line. Sing it to my love, sing it to my love. It's just the way the song goes on. Don't be simple.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so, so, so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now. Future further.
Welcome back. That was Wild Kind with the song Strangers. We also heard Belle versus Sebastian, also by Wild Kind in there. And that is off of their new album, West Ends. Just a fun connection I wanted to point out, that this band actually has an album called Some Honorary Members, that is, it is drawn by the Vancouver political cartoonist, J.J. McCullough. So that's a cool connection right there. I recognize his style from a mile away.
I did not know that that guy drew.
Yeah. Wait, he's known for other stuff?
Is this the same person?
What?
This is going to be really embarrassing if we're talking about two different people.
It might be two different people. It might be the same person. I don't know.
I'm not going to, like, you know when you don't know much about a subject? So yeah. You're at a crossroads.
I think
you either
like
keep talking about it or you say, I don't know much about the subject.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, stop myself here.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah, that was just a fun connection. And that was it. That was the Wild Kind set. What do we got coming up next, Natalie?
We have You Look Like Trouble, But I Guess I Do Too by Lisa Leblanc. And it's great that we have another song with the word trouble in it, because it really on brand with the song that we heard earlier from our special guest, Leah, which is called Trouble. So... enough rambling from me. Let's hear You Look Like Trouble, But I Guess I Do Too.
The smell of your old cigarette has stayed on my coat, and even though I find it kind of gross, it somehow comforts me. The great thing about us is that we're practically the same, and you know that's what scares me the most. My heart's always traveled with me in my suitcase, and I guess I don't want to see it ending up in yours. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too.
Hey, this is Steve Louie, photographing music waste in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. That was Rien Faire by Marie-Pierre Arthur.
That's good.
I don't know how you say a French version of good. Arthur. Arthur?
Yeah, actually, oh. Good job. Oh, nice. Did you just pull that out of nowhere?
Yeah, that was a stab in the dark, that one.
Yeah, I saw it in your face.
Before that, we also heard You Look Like Trouble, But I Guess I Do Too by Lisa LeBlanc. And I thought that was really cool. I really like the banjo in that song. It's too bad that Leah and Steven aren't here. They probably would love the banjo in that song, too.
Perhaps they're listening in their car right now. Are you?
What,
call in if you are.
Call in the next 5 minutes, 3 minutes while we're going to be here.
Yeah.
But also, not while you're driving.
Special congratulations to Adrian.
Yes.
You are officially graduated.
I'm done. I turned in my last assignment a week ago.
You are a graduand.
Although my graduation application still says... pending, so that's a little frightening.
Yeah.
But assuming that goes through.
Assuming you passed all your classes.
Yeah.
You are free as a bird.
Nothing left for me. Speaking of free as a bird, we're about to be free as a bird because our time is coming to an end.
What should we announce before we leave, though?
I don't know.
May 10th?
May 10th. Ooh, yes. This, the thing that we said we would announce.
Yeah, in case you missed our interview earlier with Aaliyah and Steven, there is a very fun event called Cover Your Friends. Mm-hmm. The premise is that a bunch of bands in Vancouver, huge representation of women and LGBTQ plus people. Hello, Gak. Hello.
Pull up a chair.
Yeah, everybody pretty much picks a song from their friend's band, and they cover their friends. It's going to be at the Wise Hall in East Van, May 10th. Mm-hmm. $20 in advance or $25 at the door. You can get tickets online.
Brownpaperbag.com. We'll post links to it on this week's episode so that everyone can find them. The bands include Steel Spirits, Christy Rose, Sarah Wheeler, Parlor Panther, The Spillionaires, and Steven's band, the Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio. They'll all be there.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Sounds like a fine evening.
Yes.
Very. Look at that, we got the GAC endorsement, so you better show up.
That's three thumbs up.
Show up for me because I'll be in Toronto. all right. Well, yeah, we're going to head out.
We hope you enjoyed today's show because I'm Adrian and...
I'm Natalie, and we hope you manage to have a good night.
Down by the dusty riverside, I fell hard and I fell deep. When I fell into that sweet sleep, we played a game of let's pretend. I never wanted it to end. I gave my heart so carelessly. Together again.